Well, if you've got a couple of quid that you found down the back of the sofa over the weekend, can I help you to spend it? I've got on the line Melody Brooker. Melody is the fundraising and communication manager for Winter Comfort, who are launching their winter appeal today. Melody, good afternoon.
Hello there.
How are you doing? All right. How's things at Winter Comfort at the moment?
Very good. Very busy. Obviously, it's our busy time of year as we gear up for the Christmas shenanigans, which are taking place this year, which is nice. But definitely things are hotting up as the temperature cools down.
Yeah, indeed. And I mean, there's this talk of this new scheme to get people in, or rough sleepers and the homeless, undercover more permanently, following the sort of the things that were trialled during the pandemic. That still has a vital role for Winter Comfort within it, doesn't it?
It does indeed, yeah. So this year there's an initiative called Winter Provision, which is a little bit like the Everyone In initiative, which gives rough sleepers the opportunity to access accommodation. And during that time of being away from the streets and having the room to think and to not have to concern themselves with where they're going to sleep that night, the hope is and the aim is that they'll be able to engage more fully with our services and other support services in the city to then move on into accommodation. So that's definitely happening now, and will continue to run through the winter, which is fantastic. Mm. Of course, it's not enough. These schemes are never enough, and that's not the fault of anybody. It's just the way that the world is, unfortunately. But we're still working very, very hard with the people at the centre, which is called Crossways, to support the people that are accessing their services fully as long as they need that help. So it's a lot of cross-sector working at the moment to address the need.
In a way, that was one of the good things about the pandemic, was it gave everybody an opportunity, well, kind of forced everybody's hand, to try another way of doing this. And actually, a lot of lessons were learned, weren't they?
Absolutely, they were. And I think that one of the best things for us as a sector in Cambridge is that we all had to start working together much more closely. And whilst we always had done, obviously in circumstances that we faced during the lockdown, it was not a choice anymore. And I think that relationships across the different service providers have been really strengthened, and that's something that's continuing. So, yeah, definitely good things to come out of an awful situation.
But I suppose on the one hand, the good news was it got a whole load of people off the streets, and we've had some real success stories, haven't we, of people who that was just that turning point they needed, as you say, that chance for them to just sit, get their act together, have some people around them, have some key worker support. All right, most of it remotely and over Zoom, but it still happened. And several people have absolutely changed their lives as a result. But then along comes the pandemic and gives us a whole new handful of people who, what with furlough and all this sort of stuff, now find themselves in this situation that, here we go, things have taken a turn for the worst. Is that a good summing up?
It is. Yeah, absolutely. That's it in a nutshell. We definitely have seen demand increasing over the past 12 months and more recently over the sort of the back end of this year. Numbers have started to increase. And obviously we had during the pandemic a stay on evictions. People were not allowed to be evicted. But of course, that ban was lifted. It couldn't have gone on forever. We understand that. But of course, that has had a negative impact on lots of people. Job insecurity, of course, is another thing. And we really do support people with lots of complex needs at Winter Comfort. So it's not just those that are on the streets. It's those that are vulnerably housed and people that are in accommodation who may have been homeless in the past, but are living with some complex mental health challenges or addiction issues. And unfortunately, the pressures on all of the other services at the moment mean that people are not necessarily getting the full range of help that they need. And so we're supporting people in lots of different settings with lots of different needs at the moment.
Sure. And of course, all this comes at a cost. And so today it's your winter appeal. Tell us about that, the launch of the winter appeal.
Yes, that's right. So around about this time of year, although I always get a bit annoyed with the name Winter Comfort, because of course we provide support.
You're just comfort, really,
year,
aren't you?
All year round. Never ends. But at winter, I suppose this is a good thing for us. The name helps at this time of year. At this time of year, we do our main fundraising push for the community, and it is when people think of homeless people more readily, I suppose. So it's a big time of year for us. We've got our own appeal going on, but we're delighted this year to have lots of different things in the community happening, which is brilliant. So the carol concerts will happen, unless anyone tells us differently within the next few days, but we'll be at one of the pop-up Mill Road Winter Fair days on Saturday the 4th. So we're going to be outside Parkside Pool with a little stall, able to answer people's questions. And we've got some delicious little Christmas cakes on sale in support of the charity. So loads of different stuff happening in the community. But yes, absolutely. This is the time when we do ask people very kindly if they would be able to support generously at Christmas, because we are facing tough times. All charities are. But so
but in particular, you're after support for the next few days, aren't you? Because at the start of your appeal, there's a chance for donations to be doubled.
Yes, it's a campaign called The Big Give, and it's something that we've participated in for the past couple of years. The Big Give find match funders. So these are philanthropist funders that will match any funding, any donations we get within the first 7 days of our appeal. So that's between midday on the 30th and midday on the 7th of December. So 3rd of November, 7th of December, any donation that's made online via our website, and that's very critical, it has to be an online donation, will be doubled as part of this campaign. So it's a great way. If you've got £5 to spend, magically it becomes £10, and so on and so on. So it's a good time to give.
Indeed, indeed. Can I just ask a question on that? Gift aid, does that come into it as well? So is it a case of it can be doubled and you can get gift aid as well?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can. It's very good. What's not to love about this appeal?
I was going to say, really, all you've got to do is just, as I say, that couple of quid down the back of the sofa, away we go. And that really starts to mount up. And what sort of figure do you have in mind? What sort of target are we chasing here?
Well, we have a matched funding pot of almost £16,000 that we can get, but only if we get the equivalent amount in donations during that first week. So it's a big target. Mm. But we are hopeful. We're very fortunate to be supported by some businesses in the local community who've been doing fundraising throughout the year, and they'll be making their transaction in this campaign to double their impact, which is great. So there's a lot to go for. We're working really, really hard. But just to give some context, I mean, a donation of £5 will buy 2 hot meals for someone that's living on the streets to be supported at our centre. So £5 makes a really big difference. And of course, £5 is £10. That's 2 days of hot meals. So, it's a great chance to go for.
Excellent. All right. So, again, just how do people give? They have to go to your website. So what exactly? Listen carefully, people. This is what you need to do.
So our website is wintercomfort.org.uk. And there's a big green button that says donate. It's not very subtle, which is good.
Good.
Just click on that. Click on that button and it will take you through to the Big Give campaign. And you just make your transaction there. So it's very, very straightforward and simple. The one thing to say is that once our match funding pot has finished, then, of course, the opportunity to double doesn't exist anymore. So we are hopeful of hitting that target within the first 7 days of the appeal. But if you definitely want to double your impact, it's better to do it earlier in that week if you can. So. Right.
Okay, but we've got, in any event, the campaign runs until when? So if people are missing that, if for some reason they go, well, look, I'd love to give, but payday doesn't happen until the middle of the month. What happens
Absolutely.
Then?
Well, please still donate. Everything that's given is put straight to where the need is greatest. So the match funding campaign is great. It's a great opportunity, but the campaign is much bigger for us beyond that. We need to raise a lot of money this Christmas to support our core services throughout the forthcoming year. So it's the pressure's on a bit.
Indeed.
But absolutely. The match funding campaign is fantastic, but the Christmas appeal, the winter appeal, will run all the way through till January. So please give if you can.
Fantastic. Melody, it's always great work that you do down there at Winter Comfort. It's lock and centred in the middle of Cambridge's support services. So we wish you well with that campaign. We'll be talking to you about your big sleep out that's coming up as well. But we'll do that another day. For now, Melody Brooker from Winter Comfort, thanks very much indeed for coming on the line.
Thank you so much.